Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Facebook Live. I can't move my seat. Hold on. Massive technical difficulties. My seat got caught up in my plastic protector. It was touch and go there, kids, but we're over it. I feel like a better man for it, and I'm excited to jump in and talk about the official title is I am fixing my seat, TJ. How dare you? Already we're letting the riffraff in for crying out loud. So today, not only more importantly than how I built my first $1 million company, we're going to talk about how we can take those concepts and help you guys build your seven-figure cleaning company if that is the vibe you're looking for. Benita says, hello, you two, with flexi muscles. I don't know what that means, but it's somewhat intimidating, a little bit encouraging, and there we are with that. So if I knew how to say hello with flexi muscles back, I would do that. Maria from the
You can
UK.
Flex. All you have to do is flex.
But it's not as cool as an icon. Oh my God. Look at that. All right, come on. Pull out the guns, Natalie. Let's see them.
All right, here we go.
That's my wife, everybody. TJ.
You got to build the muscles to push you around.
Sadly, having 100 pounds on you, your adorable puny muscles would have no effect on my my massive frame. With the testosterone coursing through my veins. Sorry, my love. It doesn't make you less of a person, just less able to push me around.
We just got to do like leverage.
Oh, Benita says the flexi muscles means I'm strong in her eyes. I like that much better. I'm glad that we covered that because I would have never known. Jolu says he's late. You're still like the eighth guy in here. No, you're number 10, Jolu, but we still love you, baby. Maria says maybe is arm after carry bucket and mop. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that'll actually build big biceps or if that's just hopes and dreams of what we tell ourselves. All right. I try not to get too started right off. TJ is loving the fact that he beat Jolu, which is tough. You got to get up early in the morning to beat Jolu. All right. So if you are here because you have a cleaning company and you want to talk about how to build that cleaning company, maybe you want to own your very own $1 million cleaning company, but you feel like you're stuck. The stuff that you've been doing hasn't been working, or it's been working to get you where you want to go. But maybe not to the next level. We have, just for everyone that doesn't know me, I've built several multi-million-dollar businesses, sold the last couple for seven figures each. And having done this for 20 years, I know you're all thinking, he looks so young. How could it possibly be? Sadly, it's true. I am old and probably nearly dead. But having done all of that, I started to see some trends of things that worked for people that are able to build successful million and multi-million-dollar businesses and things that weren't and getting stuck. And I figured maybe that would be something you guys would like me to share. Benita says I'm stuck as far as software. I'll give you a quickie on that one, Benita. The big mistake I find folks making in the cleaning business on software, any business on software, is they find a super sexy software, they look for software and ask what it can do, and then they try and mold their business to that. The reality is we want to have a system and a plan of how you're going to grow your business and get really clear on what we need, what needs we have, and then we go find software that fits that needs as opposed to kind of flexing our business or warping our business based on whatever cool fancy thing the software salesman says his fancy software can do. All right, before we jump into what I've kind of learned in my 20 years of building multimillion-dollar businesses and how that can apply to you, any pearls of wisdom or bullcrap you want to call out on me, anything I've said that's not true in the first 3.5 minutes we've been on?
No, everything is true. I would just add that it is, you know, a lot of people have this like this fear, like, oh, I didn't go to college and I don't know how to run a business. And so I don't know how to do it. And, you know, I think sometimes that hamstrings people. And you have spent multiples of what it costs to go to college on our business education throughout our 14 years that we've been together. And, I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Well, if Natalie's excited to hear, I'm excited to say, And I will tell you, you guys are listening to a guy that did not go to college, so please don't use that as an excuse. That has nothing to do with who's successful and who's not. Certainly nothing wrong with college. I'd like maybe my boy to go to college, but it's certainly not a requirement to build a multi-million-dollar business. Many, if not most, of the folks that I've found very successful in business do not have college educations, but they consistently and continually invest in themselves, as I do, as Natalie kind of did. But and I guess that one of the big differences is college is great general training. We invest in specific training. I want one guy to tell me exactly how to do this. I want a personal trainer to tell me how to lose 10 pounds of belly fat as fast as possible, as opposed to a 4-year degree in physical therapy or whatever that may or may not give me anything, right? I want a guy that's built a multi-million dollar business to tell me how to build a multi-million dollar business. Then no offense to all of you, academic types and some professor who has never built any business, just read some books to tell me how to build a business. Maria says, I did a master's degree, nothing to do about cleaning. Yes. So many of the folks I know that do have their degrees, don't use them even a little bit. And again, the goal here is not to knock education. I'm actually very pro education. I'm just really picky about getting a return on my education spend. I want to make sure that money actually gets me a return on my investment. So, the reality is, if you are, you haven't hit that $1 million mark in your cleaning company and you'd like to, but you're stuck. I will tell you, being able to have that, I think what most people are looking for is a financial freedom, the ability to leave a legacy to their kids, to have something they could sell, and really just being able to point at something and say, I did that. I built that. That was me. I'm proud of it. It's something people, you know, my customers, I've got $1 million worth of customers that say that the service that we provide to the universe is good. You'll be able to look at your spouse or your mom or your dad or whoever the naysayers were in your life and go, I built that. I did it. Right. So, and I got to tell you, just like boot camp, right? I've not been through the military, but I promise you, my only experience, I did wrestling in high school. We did some brutal practices, and being able to look back on that, even now as an older guy, and say, I did that. I built that, is something I'll have with me forever. And once you're able to build that, have that kind of success in the entrepreneurial world, it is an asset you have with you until you die. All right. So the flip side of that, obviously if we can't do that, sometimes, I don't know about you guys, and I'm not saying this is good or bad, but the reality is a lot of times our self-worth, our self-value is tied up into, the success of our business. So we got to really, it can be important. All right. So first and foremost, the one myth we have to dispel before we dive too deep is, and this is, so many people have this in the community, I want to make sure we get rid of it right off the bat, because it's going to do nothing but, hamstring you. It's not going to bring value or make you, get you to your goals quicker. That false belief of, if I just had a $1 million business, I'll be rich and happy, right? And all the stuff I talked to you about, your self-worth and legacy and financial freedom, all that's great. But I have coached miserable, broke people with multi-million-dollar businesses. So I don't want you guys to think, if I just had a $1 million business, then I could be happy. Certainly, having that kind of revenue is a ton of fun. It allows you to have a lot of impact for employees, for customers, for your community, for your family, all that good stuff we talked about. But it is not just a magic bullet. So two things. One, I wish I would have enjoyed the ride to my first $1 million business a little bit more. And two, we got to make sure that with that $1 million business, that is a piece of the puzzle, right? If that $1 million business isn't profitable, that isn't a big win. If that multi-million-dollar business does, we're working 100 or 200 hours a week, and we're risking our relationships or our health, maybe that $1 million business isn't a blessing. It could be a curse. So we want to make sure that we really look at what we want out of our lives, and then reverse engineer that to go, okay, what kind of business would I need, or multi-million-dollar business would I need, to give me what I want out of life? And it's usually money and time freedom. And oftentimes we get to that revenue, the business steals and robs us of freedom as opposed to giving freedom. So we want to make sure, as we're building it, we're building on a foundation that's strong, that actually gives us what we want. And we don't just, because I've coached folks that have been to that level and they're very, very unhappy. And I want to make sure that you guys don't do that. Natalie, as a spouse of, half of a team that's had little businesses and big businesses and rich businesses and poor businesses, any feedback from your perspective that might bring some value?
Yeah, I think it's really important to set your personal goals as well as your financial, because your business becomes your baby, and you end up putting that before everybody else. And so what ends up happening is you sacrifice your time, the best of you, for the business. And then when it comes time for the rest of the family, your energy, your patience, whatever, it's gone. And you know, time is the only non-renewable resource. And so, you know, it's important to put this time into building your business. But then if you neglect your family and those relationships, you can't get that back. And so, being on the same page as your spouse, you know, like, hey, you know, when we got married, we had literally in like the first 5 years of our marriage, we had started two businesses, started three businesses, lost a parent, moved five times. Like, we just had so much going on. But each time you said, hey, is it okay? You know, this is going to require this for the next few years. Are you okay with that? And having that upfront agreement certainly helped me go, okay, I understand that this is not going to be forever, but this is going to be towards an end goal. And we were kind of on the same page. So I think having that conversation and, you know, permission, so to speak, from your spouse, getting that ultimate support will certainly help you, but then also help you balance it out.
Yeah. And I want to say, don't use that as an opportunity to take advantage of your spouse, because a lot of times I'll coach folks, and I may have been guilty of this myself, where I've got such an amazing supportive spouse. Oftentimes they'll say, yes, I'll support you in that, but it costs them, right? And we want to make sure we don't take that for granted and just be like, well, because she said it's okay, I have to really look and make sure Natalie's actually okay, not just saying it's okay, right? Because a lot of our spouses are so supportive, they want to be supportive even at their own cost, and we have to kind of make sure that we're not taking advantage of that. Robin Johnson says, Robin of Robin's Cleaning says, thanks for all you do for Cleaning Nation. So glad. Our pleasure, Robin. Great to have you on the broadcast. All right. So that kind of brings me to the next thing. A lot of times we believe if I just work more, I'll make more money. I've got to work 100 hours a week if I want to build a $1 million company. Couldn't be farther from the truth. Because really, it's actually the opposite, because most of the time we're doing, I mean, if you just take the number of hours you work, and I do this sometimes on my coaching calls, and divide it by the money that you take, say you're making $5,000 a month and you're working 60 hours a week and your spouse isn't working at all, which is atypical, but let's just say 60 times 4.3 weeks, we're talking 260 hours a week. If you make $5,000 divided by 260, you're really making $19 an hour. That's not great wages. So you're like, well, if I just work double, I'll make twice as much, maybe, but you can't, that's 120 hours. You can't work 240. It doesn't exist, right? You have to sleep and do all sorts of stuff like that. So the reality is, you actually, by working harder, oftentimes, glad to have you, Elaine. Oftentimes by working harder, you go backwards, because the business depends more on you to do this work. That's $20 or $30 or $40 an hour work, and you can't run the business. So really the first and foremost, the foundation of growing a $1 million business is getting out of repeatable work that you have to do over and over and over again. Cleaning would be that. Payroll would be that. Most of the day-to-day stuff that you do. So you want to move from doing things that will just have to be, you get paid to do this thing, and if you stop doing it, you stop getting paid, to things that you do once and get paid forever. Hiring can be that way. If you hire one good person, they can be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to you if they stay with you long enough. If you sell one good account that stays with you, I was just on the phone with some folks out that had multiple customers, have been with them 20 years, right? So those customers combined might be worth millions of dollars. Creating systems, right? You create a system to handle work always. You make that system once and it continues paying you. So really, we want to get out of the, I have to work 100 hours a week to build a $1 million company, and into the, I have to be really selective about how I use my time and do it on very high dollar tasks, not low dollar tasks. And that doesn't mean you're never going to have to work more than 40 hours in a week to build something special, but you have to be very diligent with yourself to work on things that are going to make you money, not on whatever comes on fire and you feel like you got to do and is kind of an emergency, right? You got to work on the important, not the urgent, which is very, very difficult. All right. Another crazy thought that stops people from growing is, I just need more customers, right? I'm doing 200,000 now and I've got 82 customers. So I just need 400 customers and I'll do more than that. I wish it were that simple. It is not, unfortunately. There are really three big chunks that are going to need to happen in any business to really have the level of success we're talking about. You need foundational stuff. And so many people don't want to go right to getting clients before there's a foundation. So foundation, and we can't cover that all now. This is something we take weeks and weeks to go over with our clients. But the Cliff's Note version of it is, first and foremost, we got to get clear on our goals, right? Where are we going? How do we know when we won, right? Anytime you're teaching someone a game, the first question they're typically going to ask is, how do you win, right? So we've got the Aussies in the house. Catherine, glad to have you, sister. And for everybody that, Natalie, there's a ton of people listening to this on the podcast and they might want to see the video, and certainly of you flexing. That's like 48%. How did they get a hold of this? If someone's listening to and they want to go see the video, where would they get it?
They would go to growmycleaningcompany.com/YouTube.
Oh, all right. There you go. Everyone, growmycleaningcompany.com/YouTube. You can get videos of, if you're listening to this and like the video, that's where you go. If you want to see how much better Natalie is than me and go, holy crap, how much money does that guy have? growmycleaningcompany.com/YouTube. Apparently that's our YouTube channel where we put all these replays if you're not on the live. Okay.
And they, well, one more thing. If you do join our, you know, check out our webinar or our on-demand training on our website, you'll be added kind of like to our email list and notified of these so you won't miss any others.
There you go. There's a pro tip.
That's another way.
If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, and I'll tell you about this at the end, the best of the best of the best of what we have to get everyone started to really get on the right track to systematizing their business is at growmycleaningcompany.com. It's a free webinar. If you go on there, you will get notifications for these live. You can get them. Whitney says hello from Vermont. Hello, Whitney. We are way over in the West Coast. I love the East Coast folks. TJ says Natalie's flexing needs to be the YouTube thumbnail. I couldn't agree more, TJ. The problem is... she does, I think she, wait, does Christy do the thumbnail or do you? All right, if Christy does,
Christy does.
If you're listening, woman, hook a brother up. I want Natalie's flexing to be the thumbnail because it's, it was a highlight. John Ferrari, I miss you, brother.
Hey, John.
John is one of the, I'm going to tell John's story, to heck with it. He came to one of our live events in Florida and oh my gosh, aside from he and his bride, I can't remember his fiance or bride, his
fiance.
Beautiful, it was fiance. Hopefully they're married now. You have to let us know, John. Now, aside from being the nicest people, he sat and listened to me talk for 3 days. And at the end, he's like, dude, you have red cheeks. You're killing me. I'm a skin doctor. And because he's just an amazing human being, he sent me these like liquids and cream. I don't know what he did, but Natalie hooked it up. And now, and everyone on the video is like, your cheeks are still red, dude. They got much better. This is better than it was. And I haven't been applying said creams as much as I was supposed to be. Oh my gosh. Chris Schwab is all the way in Tokyo. That sounds like there's a story in there. I don't have time to get into it, but at some point I'm going to want to hear the Tokyo story, Chris. I got to imagine he's traveling. I don't know that we have very many Japanese listeners. Oh, John says girlfriend, son of a gun. I'm so sorry, dude. If she's listening, she's now probably giving me the elbow to the ribs. So lovely girlfriend. You got to snatch that girl up. She was adorable, like super
nice
human being, beautiful girl, way too good for you. Pull your head out of your butt, John. Come on. Chip, chop, chip, brother. All right. Enough of that. Let's move on. What were you talking about? So yeah, we've got to make sure that, oh, Sheena says, hey, Mike and Natalie speak so much to me. Thanks for all you do. So happy to do it, Sheena. John says, are they better? You tell me, buddy. They're right here. All right. We will get off of Mike's facial skincare and get back to building you guys a company. So we've got to get the foundation. Core values is huge. Hopefully everybody that watches this video or sees me in person or listens to anything, any way you interact with me, you'll go, that's the real guy. That's like Kelly's laughing. Yay, Kelly. I'm so glad you're there, sister. They're just the coolest couple ever. All right. So core values, goals, bidding, billing, and tracking, understanding who your niche is, all that stuff is foundational. Bunny, glad to have you in the house. All right. The second thing that you're going to need is an automated client attraction system, not a client attraction system that depends on you to be knocking on doors or like busting in or interrupting people and trying to make them buy this crap that they're not ready to buy. We need an automated attraction system where the right customers or prospects are coming to you automated, whether you're working or not. That's the second big chunk that needs to happen. And third, we need an employee attraction system. And that needs to just not be attracting the right employees, people that are looking for more than another crappy $10 an hour job, but actually want to be a part of a community. But we also need an onboarding and engagement program to keep those guys and gals your biggest proponent. So those are the big chunks that we need. It's not just the customers. And those are important. I'm not saying it's not, but just having $1 million, the ability to attract $1 million in customers is not enough to be a $1 million company, right? We need to provide the service that takes employees, that takes a foundation. So you want to make sure you have all three of those chunks, foundation, client attraction system, and employee attraction system, none of which depend on you to run, are what we really need to build a $1 million, certainly a multi-$1 million business. I'm going fast, Natalie. Anything I'm leaving out that we need to jump in?
I think you've covered a lot of it. Like, you know, there's culture and really having fun with it, right? Like not being professional for the sake of professionalism, but truly enjoying your work is going to make a huge difference.
That is some ninja bonus stuff in there. I got to tell you, the cleaning business, as much as I love you people, and it's so funny, I get to talk to you guys as individuals and you're all amazing human beings. There's so many cool people. I love Cleaning Nation. I always say if I wanted to make more money, I'd go sell to somebody else because you're all broke. But you're such cool, amazing people. It's so worth it. It is an honor to serve you guys. But when we go to your website, they're the most boring, professional, like, you know, we here at Mike's Cleaning Company have been serving the community for 20 years and we're proud to blah, 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 blah. It's just boring as all get out. And I talk to you guys. You're amazing. So I think what Natalie was saying, or I don't want to twist her words, but make sure that you are being you and having fun and being letting that personality that you like kind of let, like when you guys see me, you're like, that's the same idiot on the website or on the videos or whatever. We want to give you that same thing. And is it going to turn people off? Absolutely. I promise you there are people that are like, I don't like that guy. I wouldn't want to do business with him. Fine. I don't want those knuckleheads in my universe. We're just making each other crazy, right? So absolutely those core values and really letting that shine through is huge if you want to build. I think you can build a $1 million company without it. It's just so much work and so much headache. You might not want to keep it once you've got it. All right. What else am I skipping? Here's another one that will kill your growth. And it killed me for years and years and years. Jason or Kim Johnson in the house. So good to see you. Oh, my goodness, sir. Oh, I'm going to screw this up. Sabruda. I think it's Sabruda. Good to have you. Hello. All right. So here's another one that will absolutely kill or stymie your ability to grow a company fast. This crazy belief of if I want to grow as fast as possible, I need to take as many different kinds of customers as possible. Right? I need to cast a big wide net. So anybody that's got a couple bucks, they're willing to give me, they're my customer. I know on the surface, it seems like that's the easiest way. I want more customers, so I don't want to exclude anybody. The more opportunities I get, the better I can do. It's, believe it or not, the exact opposite. When we kind of open our, cast our net wide and we say we'll help anybody, we can really be massively impact nobody, right? I tell people on my coaching calls, if you went to my website and it was like, I will coach your cleaning company. I will coach your phone repair company. I will coach your drywall landscaping company. I will coach your kid at soccer. I will, you'd be like, there's no way, this guy's full of crap. However, when I literally talked to, I think last month alone, I talked to like 68 owners of cleaning companies, maybe more, personally, one-on-one. I eat, drink, breathe, sleep your pain. And if I go out into the world, guess what? Nobody has heard of me, and I'm totally okay with that, because this little tiny community, which I can be a big deal in the owners of cleaning companies.
Some people haven't even heard of you in our group.
we someone was saying like, hey, what's a good podcast? And a bunch of people, Cleaning Nation, thank you. We're like, oh my gosh, I gotta listen to Grow My Cleaning Company. Mike's amazing. And some guy or gal was like, who's Mike? And
I
was
like, who's Mike? There's other people like, I don't know who this Mike guy is either.
People out. Walter makes a really good point. What about when you're starting out though? I gotta encourage you, Walter, all the stuff that we're talking about, foundation, client attraction systems, employee attraction systems, being more specific about the customers that we take as opposed to more general, leveraging our time, doing things that we can do once and get paid for forever. They're even more important when you're starting out, because you really don't have any time or money to waste. So all these concepts, I promise you, work at all the levels, right? Whether you're a little company trying to get bigger or a pretty good sized company trying to scale, these all work. So I promise you, Walter, even starting out, oh my gosh, if I knew some of the stuff when I was starting, I could have saved so much time. So especially when you're starting out, you want to focus on the customer so you know them better than anybody else. And again, it's the difference between if I have Mike's coaching and Kim Johnson has Kim's coaching. She'll probably win because she's a nicer human being and far better looking than I. But if I have Grow My Cleaning Company and she has Kim's coaching, everybody's got a cleaning company immediately knows that I know exactly who they are and what they want, and I'm talking to them. Whereas Kim's coaching could mean anything. So that focus on understanding your customer better than anyone else, understanding their pain better than anyone else, understanding how to communicate that pain better than anyone else, gets them to know in their bones that you can help. Not only can you help them, you're the only one that they want help from. So, so important. Sheena says, growing really boils down to self-doubt. Have to keep grinding and keeping your systems in place. So I agree with most of that, Sheena. I think you're really onto something. I don't know that growing really boils down to self-doubt. I think it boils down to the systems that you use and the ferocity you're able to follow those systems. And certainly self-doubt can kill growing a cleaning company. Absolutely. There's no question about that. Keeping your systems in place, as long as you've got the right systems and you're following them, you're absolutely spot on, Sheena. But I don't like the grinding thing. And again, that's kind of maybe semantics. Certainly business has a grind level to it. But when you're doing the right stuff, it shouldn't be a grind. That's a big thing that my favorite thing is freeing people from cleaning, which is a grind, and doing repetitive tasks that they should pay systems or processes or computers or other humans to do so they can flex their entrepreneurial muscles. Natalie, go. Flex their entrepreneurial muscles.
Oh, hold up this arm.
No, both. Let's have the whole thing.
Oh, both. Okay.
That's my wife, everybody. That's what we want you doing, is flexing entrepreneurial muscles, not doing stupid repetitive tasks that anybody else could do. So we definitely want to stay out of the grind. I've definitely talked. We just had George Parks on the last live, and he was talking about he was ready to quit, right? He was all burnt out. And when you quit, it's over. No matter how good your systems are, if you quit and give up and you're all grinded out, it can kill you. So couldn't agree more with most of what you're saying, Sheena. Bunny gives me that. I think the happy laughing crying face. I have high hopes. I'm going to tell myself it's a happy crying. I'm not making her weep, hopefully, is the goal. All right, let's give one more thing. We're way over time. What else are we going to talk about? Here's one big, talking about self-doubt. There's a lot of, like, haven't got there yet. I don't have what it takes. It's because I'm stupid. It's because I didn't go to school. It's because, TJ just made a ridiculous comment, which I'm not going to repeat because it'll only egg him on. How dare you, TJ? TJ, one of the worst people in Clean Nation. But, that belief of, if I haven't got there yet, it's me. I'm stupid. No, the systems that you've been following are insufficient. And so many times, that's another thing I want to get into, but we're way over time. People believe, I can't get to the next step. I'm stuck. And they think it's them. The reality is, oftentimes, the systems that you've used to get you where you're at were great to get you from the beginning to where you are, but they're not the right systems to get you to the next place. So we need to adapt or start from the beginning with systems that are scalable throughout, so you can build $1 million cleaning company right from the bat, as opposed to kind of having to re-systematize, you know, $0 to $10,000 a month is kind of one set of systems, and then 10 to like 20, 25 is another set, 25 to probably 60 is another, 60 to $1 million. And it just goes on and on. Or we want to just get the right systems that we can scale from the beginning. So if you haven't gotten there yet, that does not mean you don't have what it takes. It means the results you're getting are based on the systems you've been following. When and if you improve the system, you will absolutely improve your results. So we want to internalize. You're the one that chose the system, and it's your job to choose a system that works and throw away the one that doesn't work, even if the new system's harder and scarier. But you don't have to internalize it. You'll never succeed. It's really the system that you choose to use. Walter says, thanks for all your advice. You are so welcome, Walter. Appreciate the kind words. TJ, always bringing the heat. What got you here won't get you there. That's what I've been trying to say. TJ made it faster and better. All right, so the good news is, once you are able to build a systematized multi-million-dollar business, and keep in mind, just like we started with, I didn't say $1 million business because there's good and there's bad. A systematized $1 million business, it can set you free. Not only are you going to have an asset that you can sell for your retirement, how do you think a chucklehead that looks like me can get a woman that looks like Natalie with the guns on that woman? little facetiousness, but I'm so serious about the financial security. It is so, I have to say, one of my favorite parts about this job, guys, gals, is I do this because I love you people. It is my passion to be able to help people get out of cleaning, spend more time with their family, flex those entrepreneurial muscles, and get out of cleaning, be owners. And I'm able to do this, and I did it for, gosh, I don't know, we made any money the first year or two, and we do very well now. Thank you very much. You guys are so supportive, all that good stuff. But the first year or two, we made way less than when I owned my own business, but we had the money and I could do that. And if I needed the money, I couldn't do it. So once you build a systematized $1 million business, you have an asset you can sell to be free to do what you want for your retirement. You can leave a legacy for your kids. You can give it to them. You can sell it and give the money to the kids. You can point to something that you built that's amazing and spectacular. And I got to tell you, when someone gives you 7 figures for something that you did, it makes you feel amazing. Like, I did something that someone values enough to give me a literal fortune for. And of course, the time and money freedom that come with that, and the ability to serve. It is so cool that, as much as I love getting paid from all of you guys, if I had to do this for free, and I did do it for free, I could do it because I love it, right? So there's so many benefits of building, and you only have to sell, you know, when you get 1 7-figure exit, that's a great start to your deal. Bunny says, yeesh, how do I get the diamond top fan? I have no idea what that means, Bunny. Natalie's saying no, so we're both kerfuffled. I don't know. If I knew the answer, I'd tell you. Brian May says, thank you so much, Mike. We love you and your knowledge. Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Brian.
Such kind words. And again, you guys are the best. I got to tell you, man. This we have so much fun and we're so blessed, but it's a work, right? I'm probably, Natalie, are we working harder or less hard than we worked when we had our businesses? Honest.
I think harder, but it's because we really love it.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, the enjoyment and satisfaction level far higher, but that working goes, All right. TJ says, I heard someone once say, you can't help people if you're desperate to help yourself. So true. It is so freeing when I talk to folks that I can, if I don't think they're fit, I can say, hey, love you, appreciate you, and want nothing good for you. I just don't think I'm the guy for you. And when I know I'm the guy, I can go all out. I don't say pressure them, but really encourage them. Like, let's do this. Let's make this change. I don't need your money, but I desperately want to help you. Bunny says that above a few people's names. I don't know. I don't even see that. You'd have to ask them, Bunny. It's beyond my...
You froze. You might want to repeat what you said.
What's that? Natalie?
Hold on. You froze and it got all... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Am I unfrozen?
Okay. All right. Yeah, you froze. So we'll rewind like 10 seconds and then go back.
I'm already past that. I have no clue what I said 4 seconds ago. Never mind. Kim says if you comment a lot, you're a top fan, and that's how you get the diamond. Uh-huh. So sad state of affairs. Who Kim, who is one of, I'm supposed to be teaching her. Apparently she knows all about this Facebook stuff. I'm lost. All right. So if that is what you want, if you want the time and money freedom that got you into this business, we, again, our life's dream is to help you guys do that. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, like we mentioned earlier, sign up for the masterclass. It is totally free. You'll start getting notifications when we go live. You're welcome, Bunny. And it will be really the first best steps, the shifts that I think you need to be successful. It's totally free. At the end, there's an amazing complimentary offer. We do everything we can to give as much value as we can to this community. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Aside from, in addition to the masterclass, there's the Facebook page. We've got 7,000 members. Apparently, they don't even know who I am. So go tell them I'm okay and that it's my page. We've got the YouTube channel, the blogs, the we got videos, what else? Podcasts, all that great stuff. If you're looking to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Start with the online, on-demand training. It's amazing. You guys are the best. We are way over time. Hopefully you guys had as much fun hanging out with me as I had hanging out with you, and we'll talk soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.